Glory to my Guru, Sri Krishna Guruji. Today we're undertaking Chapter 6 of the Narada Bhakti Sutra, Practice of Love Divine, Section 1, Easy to Practice, Sutra 58-60. So first we'll hear these sutras together, and then we'll take them one by one. Then all other paths, yogas, etc., devotion is readily available, easily attainable. Because love depends on no other proof, it is in itself being of the nature of proof. Love is self-evident. Also, because love is of the nature of peace, and it is of the nature of supreme bliss. Now, we will take each sutra one by one. Sutra 58. Then all other paths, yogas, etc., devotion is readily available, easily attainable. There are other paths leading to yoga, that is, union with God. Yoga is not the physical fitness regimen that is taught at yoga studios. True yoga is union with God. On the path towards union with God, there are some practices such as Sankhya Yoga, Karma Yoga, and Raj Yoga. But the path that is readily available and is easily attainable is devotion. In the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Sri Krishna tells us that the highest path is devotion, and he tells us that his devotees are most dear to him. The Sankhya Yogi has many years of study and a regimented daily life. That yogi studies the Vedas, Upanishads, and other sacred texts, and he by hearts them. All aspects of their path are prescribed. The amount of study that the Sankhya Yogi performs is beyond any university degree. It is a lifetime of study and contemplation. To be a Karma Yogi, one must be detached from all action and offer all action to God. This yogi does not ever think that he is the doer. He is certain, without any doubt, that all things happen by the will of God. They have no personal motivation to do anything. They do not take credit for the fruit of their actions. They act without desire for achievements or accolades. The Raj Yogi is the ultimate yogi when it comes to control. It is the kingly or royal path. This yogi seeks to control their prana, his bodily systems, and his mind. He is the master of his material world and his spiritual existence. Now, where do you fit in? Are you able to be any of these yogis? Are you like King Janaka? Do you think that you can traverse any of these paths? Of course not. Sri Krishna Guruji has said that in this yuga, the Kali Yuga, it is not possible to be perfect in these yogas. And he tells us that the path for us today is the devotional path. This devotion is only about your love for God. Sutra 59. Because love depends on no other proof, it is in itself being of the nature of proof, love is self-evident. It is so sweet. Love is self-evident. You do not need to have proof of love. No one has to prove to you that love illuminates the path to union with God. You feel it in every inch of your body, and your mind swims in that love. You do not have to have a qualification to love. No one on the planet grants it to you. There is no degree or certificate. You just love. The funny thing is that a devotee, without asking, will be granted knowledge when needed. The devotee surrenders all action to the Lord and attributes all action to the Lord. The devotee's mind is controlled because their mind is occupied by their love for the Lord. Their body is just a tool of the Lord. Sutra 60. Also, because love is of the nature of peace, and it is of the nature of supreme bliss. The nature of peace is tranquil and calm when the mind does not accept any disturbance. The devotee has surrendered to the Lord. What happens in the world is by God's will. The nature of bliss is the state of equanimity. not swaying back and forth in happiness or sorrow, or being ruled by likes and dislikes. It is being centered with full faith in God, not questioning the whys and wherefores. The devotional path is available to all, but one has to take part in it. As stated in previous episodes regarding the teachings of Sri Krishna Guruji, there are four pillars of the devotional path: absolute faith in God, complete surrender to God, unconditional love of God, and single-pointed devotion to God. There's a story that Sri Krishna Guruji has told, and it's similar to this, about a merchant. He was in his shop, and some robbers who feared getting caught came in. Unbeknownst to him, they hid their stolen goods in his store. When the authorities were searching for the robbers, they came across the stolen items, and they arrested the shopkeeper. The shopkeeper did not argue or resist. He knew that he did not steal the items, but as a devotee of God, he accepted that his arrest was by God's will. He stayed in jail until his trial, and he just knew that it was by the will of God that he was incarcerated. Eventually, he was brought before the judge, and it was determined that the shopkeeper had not stolen the items, and he was to be freed. Then the judge asked him why he did not defend himself against the charge, and the man replied that it is by God's will that he was arrested, and it is by God's will that he is set free. You see, this man did not question why God did like that. He has no clue about the purpose that he served. He just trusted God. Love is of the nature of peace and bliss. There's no mental or physical gymnastics to perform. Love exists. It is known by your innermost self. Imagine the inner freedom that merchant experienced. There was nothing that could disturb him. This state in a devotee comes from a practice. The material, worldly people, places, and things will try to entangle you. You will be pulled into the muck and even into the glories of the world again and again. You have to pray that the Beloved's grace will guide you to be steady in your practice of devotion to Him. So we'll stop here today. This completes Sutra 58-60 of the Narada Bhakti Sutra, Chapter 6, Practice of Love Divine, Section 1, Easy to Practice. Thank you for listening. God bless and lots of love.